big hole drilling. Mm-hmm. But there was a period of time in which this came about. In initially with drilling, when they started drilling for testing, the largest hole that they could drill was 30 or 36 inches. Mm-hmm. The reason for that was the size of the pipe, the drill pipe, and the weight that they had to have on that bit to cut the rock. Mm-hmm. And how it affected the drill pipe was that it would torque up by the weight that you put on the bit. Mm-hmm. So the drill pipe, size of the drill pipe, had to be changed. This is a period of time that, you know, process that requires time, because you just can't go out and get this stuff off the shelf. Mm-hmm. They went from a 6-inch drill pipe to an 8-inch. Mm-hmm. Well, the 8-inch had the same problems, but could its capacity was greater. But yet it was not great enough to do the things that they wanted. Mm-hmm. Like going from 30 to 36 inches with the 4-inch, probably go to 4 feet with the 8-inch, and the same problems. You know, when you put the weight on and start turning, you start torquing the pipe up.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what torquing means.
As you twist something like pipe or a bolt and putting into something, as you tighten it up, that's referred to as torquing.
Okay. Is it kind of a screwing effect?
Yes.
Okay. Circular.
Yes.
Okay. I think I've got a picture now.
Eventually, now this is, didn't happen overnight. Took about 3 years for this to come about, going from the 6-inch pipe to the 8-inch pipe. And with each increase in size, they could increase the size or the diameter of the hole. Well, after about 3 years, what happened was that they were, it takes about better part of a year to get this equipment. Mm-hmm. Because it isn't shelf items.
It's special demand, special
yes.
manufacture.
Mm-hmm. Like the drill pipe ultimately, in like today, the big hole drilling, the drill pipe is 13 3/8 mm-hmm. in diameter. Mm-hmm. The diameters that proved to be the most efficient was 96 and 120 inches.
Wow.
Now, you're talking about a large diameter. You're also talking about the bit that does that drilling.
I've seen pictures of that. I went out to the test site and saw that huge bit.
But anyway, then the weights. Mm-hmm. You see a drill string, before it starts drilling, loaded with the weights and everything on there, would weigh somewhere between 90 and 98,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. So the drill pipe has got to have the capacity plus the strength to withstand the torque.
Mm-hmm. That's circulation.
Right.
Okay.
To cut.
Okay.
But anyway, those things just don't happen overnight. This is over a period of time.